Chapter 23, Further Prophecies in the New Testament. We come now to our final gathering up of the scripture prophecies and their fulfillment, namely to those contained in the New Testament, which have not already been dealt with. In the first place, what wonderful evidences are given us of the promise of the Holy Ghost. In the fullness of time, Christ came in the flesh according to the promises that had gone before concerning him, and it is true also that when the time appointed had arrived, the Holy Spirit came and in a visible manner descended upon the apostles, and then upon the believing Jews and Gentiles who constituted the early churches. Christ himself had promised that it should be so, after that he had risen from the dead and was ascended up on high. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. How then was this fulfilled? We have an account of the descent of the Holy Spirit given us in the Acts of the Apostles. It was on the day of Pentecost, when they were gathered with one accord in one place. Christ had said to them before he ascended up on high, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." So here they were gathered together as he had told them, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. On this promise of the outpouring of the Spirit, which had been made by the prophet Joel, was not only to be on the apostles, but also on those Jews who were appointed unto salvation. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So to the early church of Christ at Jerusalem, we find that as they were assembled together, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Their first deacons also were full of the Holy Ghost. When persecution arose in Jerusalem, the brethren were scattered abroad, and Philip went down into Samaria and preached Christ there. Many were called and baptized by him. And when the apostles heard of this, they sent Peter and John, and the church at Samaria received the Holy Ghost by the laying on of their hands. Later on, Peter was in a wonderful way sent to preach the gospel to the Gentiles in the house of Cornelius, and there, while he was speaking, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. From that time onwards, the Spirit has been poured from on high upon the churches of Christ in the world, in varying measures at different times in the history of the church. Even to the present day, The promise is fulfilled here and there, although in so small a measure as compared with some former days. We see also that Christ has been with his true servants down through all the ages, quickening and qualifying men to proclaim the gospel in accordance with his promise to the apostles before he left them to ascend on high. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And as to those who have been quickened and blessed under the word preached, and brought to follow the Lord in his ordinances, so as to build up churches from time to time, we find his word again fulfilled in the character of those who have been thus called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Before he left his disciples, Christ showed beforehand to the apostles Peter and John what should befall them after his ascension. Of Peter he said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. Then Peter inquired what was to happen to John, and the reply of the Lord Jesus was, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Let us see how these prophecies also were fulfilled. The history of the early churches is confirmatory of them. Peter's labors were chiefly, although not exclusively, among the Jews, and he writes in his epistles to those of his countrymen who were scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. He tells them, moreover, in his second and last epistle, how that the Lord Jesus Christ had showed him that he must shortly put off this tabernacle of the flesh. So it came to pass that when he became old, another girded him, and carried him whither he would not naturally have gone, that is, to be crucified. Yet, because he felt unworthy to die the same kind of death as his master, he wished to be crucified upside down, and this appears to have been the way in which he was subjected to martyrdom for Christ's sake. At length, when Paul was martyred under Nero, Peter suffered with him by crucifixion with his head downwards. Then, as to the Apostle John, it is evident that his life was extended beyond that of the other apostles, and he tarried till Christ came and revealed himself to him in the Isle of Patmos. It is said that his labors were chiefly in Ephesus, but he was afterwards banished to Patmos by the emperor Domitian, and there received the wonderful revelation which concludes the canon of Scripture. After the death of Domitian, John was allowed to return to the Asiatic churches and lived among them for 3 or 4 years, repeatedly exhorting them as history records, and with his characteristic words, "Children, love one another." Thus, his life was spared, as had been foretold, and he died at the age of almost 100 years. The Apostle Paul was as one born out of due time, and was called to his apostleship after Christ had risen from the dead and ascended up to glory. Yet he was told how great things he must suffer for Christ's sake, seeing he had so much persecuted the church of God. How truly this was fulfilled in his afterlife, he himself has given a graphic record. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeying often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger, in thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Here then, we have a further chapter of fulfilled prophecies, evincing the truth of the scriptures. Taken with all that has gone before, we have a great weight of evidence as to the scriptures being the word of the living God, whose words cannot fail of accomplishment, however long that fulfillment may be in coming to pass. For I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.